From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump said Congressman Steve Scalise is, quote, in some trouble as he fights to recover from a gunshot wound to the hip. Scalise was shot Wednesday in a surprise attack on Republican lawmakers at a baseball practice just outside Washington.
And Steve, in his own way, may have brought some unity to our long divided country. We've had a very, very divided country for many years. And I have a feeling that Steve has made a great sacrifice, but there could be some unity being brought to our country.
Scalise remains in critical condition following surgery. The hospital says in a statement he'll require additional operations. As Majority Whip, Scalise is the third highest-ranking member of the House of Representatives. He was wounded when an attacker, armed with a rifle and a handgun, fired on Republican lawmakers who were preparing for Thursday's annual game against a team of Democrats. The gunman was 66-year-old James Hodgkinson of Belleville, Illinois. He was killed in a gunfight with Capitol Police. An American college student released by North Korea after 17 months in detention suffered a, quote, severe neurological injury, according to a hospital spokeswoman. After returning home from North Korea, 22-year-old Otto Warmbier was immediately transported to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center Hospital, where he's in stable condition. Doctors say he suffered severe damage to all parts of his brain. Dr. Daniel Cantor, who treated Warmbier, says he shows no signs of understanding language, responding to verbal commands, or awareness of his surroundings. He has not spoken and he is not engaged in any purposeful movements or behaviors. You're listening to news from The Voice of America in Washington.